This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live and on location with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth all week long because it's NCAA Tournament Week, and why not get right after it here on Monday? I call it a tweener day, Jimmy Lang, and we're here at Cunningham's all week long for the show. In fact, I could just kind of stay here all week long outside of maybe getting about 2 hours of sleep and a shower, because that's what it's been like basically the last five weekends with all the state tournaments going on out there. So, I could do that. I could hang out here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it. But five straight days, right? You said 5 days in a row.
Why not?
Yep. What else you got to do?
We're going to be here for the Doug and Daddy Show all week. Of course, tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day in Cunningham's. Always very festive with Irish music, great food, and the NCAA basketball tournament games. Those play-in games are tomorrow and Wednesday. You can hear every session right here on ESPN Radio all the way through the national championship game on April the 6th. So come on down and enjoy some time here at Cunningham's. It's Monday. Come on down and shoot the breeze, have a great lunch, have a great afternoon drink, whatever you want to do. The menu is outstanding, as always, here at Cunningham's, open 7 days a week, and maybe one more day to take advantage of the courtyard. I know that was going on all weekend long with this beautiful weather. Be a little breezy tomorrow. Have to be careful with the kilt tomorrow, Jimmy. Might blow the kilt up a little higher than you want.
Is it supposed to be windy?
A little windy, Jimmy. Yeah. Little windy.
I'd probably leave my kilt at home.
Folks, if you'd like to join us, we're here at Cunningham's, or you can email, tweet, call the program. We will be talking with Kevin Asher, the head boys basketball coach of state champion Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll be talking with Carrie Hofstetter, head women's coach at Hastings College. They play in the national semifinals tonight. There is just a ton of things that went on over the weekend, and the Tri-City Storm in first place in the USHL's Western Conference. I actually have to chuckle a little bit, Jimmy, because we kept talking about how they kept winning and winning and winning, got on that 10-game winning streak, couldn't get the lead because Sioux City kept winning and winning. They actually went 1-1 this weekend and took the lead.
There you go.
They actually lost a game.
That's good. All you want to do is get to the top. And this has been an amazing stretch. Have you picked this team to be the champion? I mean, to win this league at the beginning of the year? Be honest about that.
No, because you don't know. But that's the deal with the Storm and really a lot of the teams. There are so few teams in the USHL that have been consistently good for 5, 8, 10 years. We have seen teams, Green Bay, top, bottom. Lincoln used to be top. Now they're towards the bottom. Omaha is just one of those very few teams that has been consistently a playoff team. So the Storm will continue their 6-game homestand this weekend with Des Moines rolling in. Also, the Nebraska Danger pick up a win. They're off a week. Then the 27th, it's a Friday night game with the Iowa Barnstormers, who we actually used to watch on ESPN playing the big-time indoor football. It's still Iowa Barnstormers, but it's just in the IFL. You know, you realize this is the first time the Danger have ever been 3-0. Even the last 2 years, making it all the way to the finals, they never got off to a 3-0 start.
Is that right? I didn't know that. I did not know that. Of course, you know, their schedule was always set up that they had to play somebody really tough early. So they've had some really good teams, but the schedule wasn't cohesive.
Yeah, I think last year they had to play the defending champ on opening night.
Yes, I think that's right. On the road, you know.
You got the Iowa Barnstormer game?
Yes, I do.
On the 27th?
Mm. Yes, I do.
I'll tell you what. I hear again, because I was at State, wasn't able to get there yet, as usual, but Fauner Park continues to be hopping over there. Heard it was another great weekend for Steve Anderson and the boys.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they had great weather. Too good a weather for me. In fact, I did other things. I want it to be kind of a little bit bad, so I got nothing else I can do outside, and then I can hop over there.
That's kind of the same way. If it's snowing during the basketball tournament, there's not a whole lot you can do but watch basketball.
That's exactly
and come down
right.
here to Cunningham. So it's all part of today's Doug and Daddy show. There's so much we want to get to. I've got a few notes wrote down here, but let's start with the NCAA basketball tournament. Jimmy, how much have you actually listened in the last 12 hours to everything that's been going on?
Three or four hours of it. In the last 12, I've probably spent 3 or 4 hours.
You
so I've spent a lot of time. Well, the thing of it is when I listen to all of the big-time guys talking, you know, on the ESPN in your time, they got everybody saying it's Kentucky. I mean, they're all picking Kentucky, and they got them to the Final Four easy, and they think, well, maybe they could get beat. They're trying to find a way to beat Kentucky. That's what they're all talking about. They like Wisconsin a little bit. They like Arizona a little bit. They kind of like Gonzaga a little bit, you know, but they are picking chalk all the way. And that's the two that I see him picking these teams. There are a couple teams that I kind of liked, Doug, that they're not taking. One's Baylor. They're a 3 seed, and no one's even given them any. I guess I'd say the media's not picking them to get into the final 8 even. Go ahead.
And Jimmy, speaking of Baylor, probably a tougher first round opponent this year than last year.
Yes, they do. They played Nebraska last year. You know what's funny about that, Doug? You know, they're talking about this Wichita State Kansas game, you know, that the NCAA has set up. They did it last year trying to get Creighton and Nebraska to play. You know, they actually did that same thing, but, you know, Baylor said, hey, you're going to have to get by us. This tournament's in Texas, too. And the other one, this is a real sneaky one, and I'm maybe the only person that has this. Last year, this team was snubbed. This team was I don't know what they take, Doug. Was it 65 teams or what?
68.
Yeah, 68. Well, this was the 69 team that said, we just couldn't find room for them. We didn't take them. They were ranked number 25 in the nation last year and did not make the tournament at Southern Methodist University. And they've got a coach that's been around a little bit. And they are the 6 seed, and they're taking on a UCLA team that's had some injuries and is not full strength. They're a 6 seed. And then Iowa State, a 3 seed, is not been known to get too far in advance in this tournament. So SMU's a little bit of a sleeper there, and they get to play Gonzaga. You know, and, you know, Gonzaga's, I guess what I'm saying is Gonzaga's a national power because they play a great schedule non-conference, but they play a lot of teams in their conference that aren't great. And SMU, I think, can match up with that. So if I'm looking for two dark horses that no one in the other, I'm talking about the other media people are not talking, it's SMU and Baylor. Now, I like all the other chalks, too, of course.
Well, Baylor was one that jumped off when I'm watching the selections, and they start to trickle down, and they just pop up on the screen. I agree with you on Baylor. I like Baylor against Georgia State, whose coach tore his ACL celebrating. The poor guy had to do the post-game interview, and he's just sweating because he's in so much pain. But if you're celebrating a 38-36 victory, come on. But anyway, then Baylor, if they win, you know, you got Xavier, BYU, Ole Miss. Some of the guys like BYU. I heard Jay Billis talking this morning that BYU, and I agree, hey, they gave Gonzaga all they wanted a couple of times. BYU might have an opportunity to move on at least from the play-in game and win that first that second round game and then face Baylor. SMU, you're going to root for Iowa State. You want to root for Fred Hoiberg. You kind of want to root for Iowa State, I think, if you're in this part of the country. But you're right. Iowa and Iowa State, they could potentially meet in the Sweet 16, which would be awesome. But, you know, Gonzaga, Iowa, Iowa State, SMU, those are the top seeds there. A lot of people complained about UCLA getting in. That's who SMU plays in the first round. Davidson, some people are picking them as a little bit of an upset to beat Iowa. And you just don't respect Gonzaga because they haven't made a run with this 1-2 seed over the last handful of years. They're not getting very far. I say it's extremely successful if you make the Elite Eight because you get out of the first weekend, you have time to prepare for that Sweet 16 game. And then once you reach the Elite Eight, just throw them in a hat because anybody should be able to win it. So I like that too. One thing that did jump out to me from the are you kidding me is Oklahoma being a 3 seed in the East. Oklahoma playing Albany. If I was going to take a long shot here in that 13, 14, even a 15 seed, I'll be interested to see if Albany can hang with Oklahoma. And then you got Providence, Boise State, Dayton. And none of those make you do cartwheels down there either. So Oklahoma is a 3, But they're also, like, if SMU was the sixth there, you'd be going, oh, I love this. That'd make me feel even better than playing Iowa State as a three
correct.
In my book.
Yeah. You know, Doug, here's another thing I think that's kind of interesting about the tournament is that everybody's talking about how defense is winning championships. Right now, of course, you got to rebound defensively. I think you got to limit the other team to one shot. You got to be able to rebound because that second rebound, if somebody gets that board on that second offensive board, sometimes that's an easy put back in. So that's why it's so critical to defense and your defensive rebound. But I'll tell you what, I like these teams that can score. I like teams that can score and get the points and score some points. It's not all about defense, and I guarantee you there's one team that can do that, and they're called Kentucky.
Well, this is it. This is what we talk about. You've got the sheet of integrity that Mike and Mike talk about all the time. I just think it's dumb to fill out one sheet. Now, if you're just doing it for fun and you're not investing or you're not in the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge or things like that, if it's just you're sitting at home and you write it out, but who does that? And you do one, that's fine. I'm going to do three or four. If I do four, three of them are probably going to have Kentucky. And it really depends. Pay attention to your point schedule, too, because in the national championship, sometimes it's worth so much more. You know, what are the odds of taking Kentucky and missing like everybody else if they don't get there? Or the odds of you actually getting the right team? Because if it's not Kentucky, I think that opens it up to about 10 to 12 other teams that can do some things out there. And I wasn't going to – I told – Randy this earlier today as we were getting ready for the show, Jimmy, is that I thought maybe I'd wait and make this pick on Thursday, but getting back to that bracket with Oklahoma, you like the teams that score. I like Virginia.
Oh, they can play defense. They can also
Michigan
score,
State
though, too.
Michigan State, that's not a good draw for them in the second round, a team that can play defense like they can play. And so Virginia – they get by Belmont. They get the Michigan State Georgia winner. They get the Oklahoma blah 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 winner. I mean, and then a lot of people are weak on Villanova. And you know, the last 2 years I've liked Villanova. I'll probably get off their bandwagon so that they can go a little farther this year. But I really like Virginia in the East. And I wasn't. They just aren't a sexy team. They're not a sexy team.
No, but Virginia. You got to remember when I. You know, when I said about people that can play some offense, I'm talking about people that can – you got to be able to score at times. I mean, that's one thing Creighton could do last year. Creighton could score. You know, they were a three seed. They could score. Now, they ran into Baylor, who beat them with defense. So these two, you're going to probably lose games because you didn't shoot it very well. But the thing of it is that you've got to be able to score it sometime. You can't just always ride and hope that the other team has a bad shooting day. Because there's going to be some upsets, Doug. I don't know who it's going to be. Is Belmont going to beat Virginia, 15 seed? Can New Mexico State beat a Kansas? The only way they can beat them is they got to shoot about 60% from three-point land. And then they give themselves a chance. And so those 15 and 2 seeds, there'll be no upsets this year. Nobody, a 15, will not be in a 2 unless they shoot the ball extremely well.
13, another 13 seed. I was interested to see where Eastern Washington would land. They have the nation's number one scorer, the best scorer in the country, a McDermott-ish, although they're totally different style. But Eastern Washington drew Georgetown way out in Portland, Oregon. So Washington going to be playing close to home, and Georgetown with a history of stinking it up once they make the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying I'm picking Eastern Washington, but I think that's going to be a good close one.
You're definitely right because, you know, the thing of it is you've got an advantage, you know, right there. You know, it's kind of interesting. Northern Iowa is playing Wyoming. Tell me why those two aren't playing in Omaha.
I was hoping we'll get to that in a moment about those teams. But we were talking about that because I'll be in Omaha and down at the NCAA tournament this weekend. And you were thinking, well, maybe will Iowa State get here? I mean, will they bring Kansas and Wisconsin again? And they did. They brought Kansas and Wisconsin again. And it's great that Kansas is here, but, you know, eventually, blah. You know, let's see somebody else. And it's nothing against Kansas because they'll pack the place and Wisconsin will bring a ton of people. But I thought Iowa State could be here, and I thought Wyoming could be here. And, yeah, the Northern Iowa-Wyoming matchup, that would have been awesome. Then Louisville and UC Irvine, you would have had to bring along the other side of it.
And that's right. That's the trouble with it, right? You know, the thing of it is Oregon's coming here. Oregon is coming to Omaha, Nebraska. You know, they've got a coach that's coached a few games in Omaha. And I think that's a great, absolutely a great for the state of Nebraska that follows the Oregon and the connections with Oregon, because there's plenty of people that do that, that follow the Wilbur, Nebraska, you know, there's Kearney ties. There's all kinds of ties with Oregon, and the head coach, the assistant coach there, that have spent a lot of time just in this area.
Well, it's as intentional as it can possibly be.
Yes, it was.
Getting Dana Altman back, and tough draw there, but they were slated on that 8-9 line pretty much the whole time, and they got thumped by Arizona in the Pac-12 finals. So Oregon and Oklahoma State, again, the series or the schedule, if you are going down to Omaha, here's the actual game times down in Omaha. This is Friday. The opening game is Kansas-New Mexico State, and that'll be at 11:15, followed by the Wichita State-Indiana game. And then the evening session, Oregon-Oklahoma State will go at 5:50, and the late game will be Wisconsin against Coastal Carolina. And yes, Jimmy, as long as there is team-specific gear down there, I will be bringing home the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer gear.
Now, I went down.
Ord and Coastal Carolina.
Yes,
find somebody else.
Yes.
Chanticleers, baby.
I got you. Hey, I went down there to Omaha a couple years ago and tried to get some Norfolk State stuff, and there was none whatsoever. And I asked him, I said, they're not even part of like Nike and Under Armour. They had like their own little company, and it wasn't. It might have been like our company, the Doug and Daddy thing.
I'm crossing my fingers.
There you go.
I didn't want to get online and order already.
Did you have anybody that you thought, Doug, that you looked at and you thought like a number one seed or a two seed? But boy, this is really nice. They've got a really nice way to get to the Final Four. Did you see anybody that you thought, boy, they look like it was they're just their bracket really helped them to get to the Sweet Eight, you know, the Elite Eight?
Well, I'll go with Virginia because I like their matchup with Michigan State. I think they can beat Michigan State, who is one of those very few schools that always wins in the tournament. I just, even though they had Coach Izzo on this morning, I just they're playing well like they always do this time of the year. I just think this has got to be one of those years where it doesn't pan out. And we kind of talked about everybody else. We've talked about everybody else, the Baylor having a chance, so there are three. Your SMU having a chance, so that would eliminate the Gonzaga and the Iowa State. I think Notre Dame, again, this question of winning and going a distance in these postseason tournaments and winning it, how much will you have left in your tank? And for Notre Dame, they do have to play on Thursday, first game up in Pittsburgh. But I do like Notre Dame's draw because
right.
I think they can beat Kansas. I think Notre Dame can get to the Elite Eight.
I agree with Notre Dame. And the other thing, they're going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. And if you can get SMU, if you're a believer in SMU, they'll eventually get to Houston. You know, and Houston, Texas is. Well, I would imagine that they'll be coming out in storms. All those people from Dallas to get to Houston. You know, and the backing. So I think you're right. Sometimes, man, if you can get into an area. And you can move far enough. Boy, I mean, the crowd and the place goes absolutely wild. And, you know, Villanova is going to be in Pittsburgh, and then they get to go to Syracuse. So Villanova actually gets, you know, they're not going to have to get too far away from the Philadelphia area.
And I felt bad when I saw Harvard drew North Carolina because, let's face it, a lot of North Carolina fans, a lot of Duke fans, and on and on and on. But to draw for Harvard and Tommy Amaker to draw North Carolina, I mean, I don't think you, as far as a four seed, you know, the others are Maryland, which would have been tough, Louisville, which isn't playing as well now, and Georgetown. I think almost any other spot for them as a 13 seed would have been better, and
they
didn't get a lot of love there.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And, you know, and who's the head coach that's at Buffalo? Who's the head coach at Buffalo? Help me out here. Do you know Doug up the top? I'll think of it in a second. We'll tell you during the break. But, yeah, that guy, he used to play for Duke, and he played with and I'll think of it in a second, but he's the head coach at Buffalo.
Well, we'll take a break. We're going to catch up with Kerry Hofstetter up at Sioux City. We're going to look at the odds.
Maybe
and some
Bobby
of the
Hurley.
Early point spread. Yeah, there you go. We'll also be talking with Kevin Asher. We are here at Cunningham's, the first of five straight days at Cunningham's on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Come in. They've got the great menu already going, the 17 days of St. Patrick's Day. And don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Show Bud Light Bracket Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's. First prize, the 49-inch LG LED television from Russell's Appliance and Electronics. Win one of nearly 30 gift cards from Cunningham's, ranging from $15 all the way up to a $100 gift card. Fill out your brackets, and Cunningham's will have all the games beginning with the first round tomorrow night. Now, again, deadline is Thursday morning before the first game. The play-in games, you just click, I'll take the winner of the play-in game and move on from there. They're open at 7 tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day with live Irish music, drink specials, and a special Irish menu with 11 different Irish items, including bangers and mash and Reuben sliders. We'll be back with more. Kerry Hofstetter joins us after this.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny conditions will stay with us through the day today with a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the southwest will stay from 10 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back in the mid-30s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy's show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here at Cunningham's with just a great, great week of activities, not only basketball, but St. Patrick's Day tomorrow and all kinds of fun. So join us at Cunningham's today. Farmers, don't forget the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching. Find out why so many growers are moving to T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. T&L's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why you should have a T&L in your field. Worldwide headquarters in Hastings for over 60 years. They cover every state of Nebraska and more than 65 countries worldwide. Find out why T&L is the best. T&L, like no other. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you. And, of course, like no other, the Hastings College women. And we joked with Kerry Hofstetter Wednesday that if we could talk to her again on Monday, things would be good. Coach, things are good. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. Man, congratulations on the run so far.
Thank you.
Let's start with the question that as I was down at state basketball and watching the games and listening and checking the scores, take me through the difference between what wasn't a great performance in round two and really maybe even the first half of round three to what changed in the second half of your quarterfinal game.
Well, you know, we did struggle, and especially defensively in the first half, we had a little bit of a difficult time with their post players, and then offensively we struggled a little bit. They went zone on us, and we struggled to hit shots. And in the second, actually at halftime, we kind of challenged our kids to play tougher and to really kind of dig down and get stops and rebounds, and then just told them that we offensively, if we continue to execute, that we'd hit some shots. And we had some huge games from some kids that haven't played a ton of minutes. Abigail Niebergi was clutch for us. She scored 11 points in that game and hadn't played a minute yet at the tournament. So, you know, sometimes you just have players that make plays, and that's kind of what happened in the second half of the game versus St. Xavier.
Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings College women's basketball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. What was it? Was it a matchup deal that got Abigail into the game? Was it something else? Why was she slated by you to see more minutes?
You know, sometimes you just have kind of a gut feeling. And, you know, we've been playing some kids a lot of minutes, and I knew she had fresh legs. And Abigail's a great shooter, and I knew they'd probably go zone on us a little bit. So I told her in the shoot-around that morning, I said, Abigail, you need to be ready to play because I think I'm going to put you in the game, and I know you're going to knock down shots. And she said, okay. And so into the first half, I thought we needed some rest for a couple of our kids that seemed a little bit leg-weary and weren't hitting shots. And so we stuck her in there, and she acted like she was a four-year senior who had been playing at the national tournament for years. So she kind of carried us for a little while, and then we had a bunch of other kids step up and make plays.
Hey, Coach, you know, in the tournament like that, when you have a run, you can't bank on one thing. You know, there's just no way. I mean, if people go, well, you got to out-rebound them, or you got to out-shoot them. I mean, there's six categories to me. I mean, rebounding, shooting, free throws, getting 50-50 balls, you know, a turnover margin, your assist. What is the one thing that you've been looking at that you've probably been able to win that category in every one of your games?
Well, we have been rebounding the ball really well, and aside from maybe the Ashford game where they were just really, really good athletes and out-physicaled us a little bit, you know, aside from maybe 10 minutes in that game, I think we've really kind of done a great job on both the offensive and defensive end on the boards, and then just defensively overall in the games, especially that we've struggled to score, you know, we've been able to slow teams down and get stops when we need to. And it's just something we preach all the time to our kids about defense and rebounding are two things that we can control with our effort. And our kids have done a great job and have bought into that. And those things have really carried us through to where we are right now.
Bronco coach Carrie Hofstetter with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tonight's game, 6 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Mike will have the call from up in Sioux City, our pregame at 5:45. So yesterday, the only day off you had at the tournament. What have you done since finishing up Saturday night?
Our kids actually have relaxed a little bit. They went to a movie yesterday. I think they went and saw Cinderella. I asked if there was a lot of people at the theater, and they said they were just hanging out with a bunch of little kids. So they enjoyed that, got off their feet a little bit, and they're kind of liking the lifestyle of eating and sleeping and playing basketball right now.
Well, tonight, I guess the pluses and minuses about playing a team that you're this familiar with, yet a team that's handled you twice, and of course they are the number one team in the country, although things weren't adjusted after they lost to Concordia, but it's all GPAC. We'll touch on that, but playing Morningside again tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a team that we're really familiar with, and kind of, yeah, they're a little bit different right now with having lost their post player, their starting post player. But you know, they've adjusted well. Their backup post player is really, really good, and you know, they have great depth too, and it'll be a different game tonight with just the media timeouts and the stoppage of play. It'll change the pace a little bit, which, you know, sometimes you wonder whether or not that works in your favor or not. But they're a great team, and obviously they've only lost one game on the season. But we're in March, and I think we're playing pretty well right now. And you know, it's kind of a good thing for our kids to be so familiar, and you know, they're anxious to play them and want another shot at them. So it's I think it's a good thing that we're playing somebody that's familiar.
Carrie, what about when you got to play? I don't believe any of these games were televised, were they?
You know, I'm not sure about
like that.
In 2003, it was an all GPAC Final Four that I played in, but I'm not sure if the Final Four game was televised. I know the championship game was.
Well, you get ready for tonight, and you mentioned that their post player is out. Does that change anything that you do?
Not really. Their backup post player plays very similar. Obviously, there's differences. Jessica Teets, their starting post player now, is a lefty, and so obviously some of her tendencies are different. But they're both big physical kids, and they run a lot of the same stuff for them. So it doesn't really change anything that we're doing to prepare for their post play.
Well, Coach, and you mentioned it, to have all four teams from the GPAC in the semifinals, it's nuts. No men's or women's tournament ever has that happened. This is the second time that has happened. What do the other teams think?
You know, I don't know. I'm guessing that they're not very happy about it, or that they're bitter about it. I'm not sure. You know, I think it says a lot about our conference, and it says a lot about you know, the quality of teams from the top to the bottom. I think, you know, the competitiveness and just the fact that we're probably one of the best conferences in the country has prepared all of us and made us all better for the national tournament. We spend, you know, 20 games of the season beating up on each other and probably making each other better just by, you know, trying to figure out how to beat each other. But yeah, I think when we get here, then it definitely prepares us for the teams that we see here.
Carrie, have you and the other three coaches sat down together at any time while you've been there?
Not really. We had a production meeting yesterday, just talking about the media timeouts and how they're going to conduct all the media stuff. But not really. We've shot some texts to each other and just congratulated one another. We're all kind of busy doing our own thing, and obviously there's a ton of respect among our programs, and it's a cool thing for all of us that the four GPAC teams made it into the finals. But I wouldn't say we're drinking tea and eating cookies together or anything like that.
All right, Carrie, we'll let you get back to preparations. We'll be listening and watching tonight, and let's go win another one.
It sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
guys.
Sir. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's head coach Carrie Hofstetter of the Hastings women here on ESPN Radio. Again, 6 o'clock tonight on 1230 KHAS. Pretty amazing that they and Briar Cliff, they're not supposed to be in the semifinals, and here they are. And they've got tough, tough tasks tonight. I mean, if you had odds makers on this, Morningside and Concordia, a lot of people believe most of the year have been 1-2 and would make a great championship game tomorrow. But will Hastings or Briar Cliff be able to kind of mess things up a little bit?
Yeah, you know what's really interesting, like you talked about, we got all four teams. It's a GPAC final, and it's set up that way. But, you know, Nebraska has had so much success in the last 10 years in this tournament, you know, in the national tournament. I mean, this isn't like we're sitting there going, hey, this isn't made like a Winnebago story, talking about Winnebago. Hey, what a great story. Winnebago won C1. Isn't that nice? What a nice story that is, that Winnebago wins this. Hey, we're always talking about a GPAC team in the finals. Oh, yeah. It's almost uncommon if there's not one in the Final Four.
No doubt about it, folks. We will take a break. We're live at Cunningham's. Come on and join us here today for a little lunch or any time, open 7 days a week. It is NCAA tournament. tournament week. Fill out your Bud Light bracket online at ESPNSuperstation.com with plenty of great prizes, including gift cards up to $100 from the folks here at Cunningham's. Don't forget, every Thursday night, comedy night. This Thursday night, Don Reese is in the house. He'll headline the shows at 7:30 and 10:30. We'll be back to talk to St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store. Located at 2608 East 32nd Street Place, Suite C. NMC Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high quality, low hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact NMC for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Life doesn't stop when you've got a big event like graduation. It just makes you busier. Copycat Printing in Kearney understands. Their talented design staff will create a unique, one-of-a-kind invite just for you. They'll design it, create it, and deliver your invitations. So relax. Copycat Printing in Kearney will make your invitation a priority, so you don't have to. Visit KearneyCopycat.com and like Copycat Printing on Facebook for great printing discounts.
This is for my people who just lost somebody.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Cunningham Journal all week long for the Doug and Danny Show with NCAA March Madness here for you. And they're not mad. They've just always got great deals. They may be a little loony in the head with Crazy Andy and the group over at the Midway Auto Dealership, but right now you can check out a variety of sales. It's the Ram Truck Month happening now at your Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram store. It's also great deals happening on the Jeep Award Season year-end event. There are many ideas that you can pass along as well with the Truck Month going on at Midway Chevrolet. Get great deals on the Chevy 1500, 2500, and Colorado, the Truck of the Year. Stop into Midway today. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. What a great day to browse the lot and look at all the fresh, shiny vehicles, new or pre-owned, that would look good in your driveway. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Jimmy, our next guest just come off a state championship, but I've also got a little baseball. And, of course, Coach Asher, big baseball. If he loves anything more than basketball, it's probably baseball. Did you happen to see it wasn't the end of the game, but the play at the plate in the Arkansas-Vanderbilt college baseball game?
No, I did not see
It's second and third, I think, one out, bottom of the 10th. Foul ball right in that spot you don't want it to be, between first and right field, or first and left field, or third and left field, but this is between first and right field. So you're thinking, do I make the catch? Kid sprinting in, makes the catch. They decide to tag up and try and win the game. Throw to the plate. Kid leaps over the catcher. Didn't tag him. He's behind the plate. So the catcher, knowing that he didn't tag him, goes after him, lunges, missed him. The kid dives in, but luckily the pitcher was covering, and they got him out, and they go extra innings. Here's my question to you.
Oh, my God.
If you're the catcher, why in the hell would you just not sit on home plate? The guy's got to touch the plate. Why would you ever chase him? Yeah, why would you chase him? Yeah. He's got to touch home plate.
Yeah, and especially if you're not very fast, you got all that gear on. You know, you put give me 60 pounds of gear. Yeah, I'm just going to sit around. You know, maybe I'll tag the other guy at second when he tries to come around and score the run.
It's like being up four in a basketball game and the other team has no timeouts with 3 seconds to go and you're out there in their face. You should be standing over by the bench so that you can't commit a foul.
I won a couple games like that. As a coach, luckily I never lost one, but I did win a couple where somebody actually did some things that you're going, you got to be kidding me. And Doug, one of them, I coached a game where we were down four, shot and missed. And we put a shot in, and they fouled us. It was 1 second on the clock. Intentionally missed the free throw and tipped that in, and then ended up winning in double overtime. So, I still remember it happened in 83.
Kevin Asher, did you see the baseball play?
I did not see the play, Doug.
Well, okay, you'll see it. It's online. It's all over the place. But you didn't have to worry about any of those quirky, potential, weird finishes. You guys went down and did what a lot of people thought you were capable of. Congratulations once again.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very satisfying weekend, to say the least.
Were you a little bit surprised? Because I think outside of the first half of the semifinal against Battle Creek, you were pretty dominant.
We definitely a little surprised. I thought the field was very balanced when we came in, to be honest. A lot of people had said that St. Cecilia is going to go in down there and prove everybody and make sure that they, you know, win games by double digits. And to do the way we did, way it ended out, kind of surprised me by the final scores. You just never know how kids are going to react in that situation. And fortunately for us, we played a tough schedule and played a lot of tough games. Our kids didn't shake at all. You're talking a little bit about the Battle Creek first half. I got to give them a lot of credit, man. They were hitting some tough shots and hitting them right in our face, and it was a toe-to-toe battle for a good 2.5 quarters.
Hey, Coach Jim Langan here. Hey, I'll tell you, I've known you for 30 years, Coach, and I'll tell you one thing. You've always been competitive. You've been hard-nosed. Whether you were coaching a game in the summer or whether you were coaching in a state championship game, I mean, you do one right away. Their kids better. They better work hard for you. Talk a little bit about how hard your kids work. And I want to bring this up before you answer that question, too. I don't know if the people realize how close you came to winning 2 state championships in a row. Last year, you had a really tough sub-district, beat a Southern Valley team, lose to Donathan Trumbull. Donathan Trumbull ends up losing. Southern Valley sneaks ahead of you in the wild card, and you got to stay home. So talk about all those things, if you would, a little bit.
Well, it's thanks for the great compliments of our kids playing hard, because that's something, you know, sometimes you don't get that buy-in anymore in today's world. And I don't think kids have really changed, but I think society has changed and doesn't really like maybe we're a little bit too sensitive and soft in a lot of areas. And we told our kids that after the game on Saturday night. We said, hey, we were hard on you. We're a tough love team. We're going to push you. But I think you reap the rewards later in life, not just on Saturday night. But you talk about last year's disappointment for this group. 7 of these sophomores sat in that locker room and had to, after a sub-district final and then had to wait around for a week or a weekend to find out if they qualified for the state tournament. And the other sophomores, and they could have brushed it off and said, oh, we got 2 more years. But that Monday night after, I think, Sutton upset Donovan and, a couple games didn't go our way throughout the state, there was a lot of disappointment that next morning when we woke up and found out we weren't one of the 8 teams in the state tournament. And this group's been pretty motivated since, you know, I've ever known them, and came here in 5th grade with my own son. So we knew that this group would get back to work. They would drive themselves to not allow that wild card to maybe be a possibility. We were fortunate enough to get the job done in the district, and then you go into the state tournament, and you just, witnessed a really good performance by this group of kids. And the expectations were real high, especially after the holiday tournament. You go through the SCOTUS Newman weekend to open the season, and that kind of opened people's eyes that, hey, this group of juniors is ready to go. And then we have a couple injuries in there in December with Peyton Seeley being out for four basketball games, and Alex Tino hadn't even played a game till after Christmas. And you go, well, they're going to get beat at holidays by Beatrice, maybe Aurora, something like that. And when we beat those two teams without some of our top guys, we developed a great player in Grant Schmidt, a sophomore who we knew was going to be good, but he starts for two-thirds of the season in the middle of the season. Seeley finally gets healthy and plays well enough to get his starting role back, and Schmidt is unselfish enough to come off the bench and be our defensive stopper for, you know, the rest of the year. And you start throwing in 8-9 bodies, and I think that's where we're different than some of the Class C2 teams around, as we went 9-10 deep in that second game in the semifinals, and I thought that was maybe the difference that night, was the depth that we put on the floor. When you bring in your 9-10 guy, and it's an athlete like Hunter Fisher from Wood River that transferred in a couple of years ago, and he's going to be our starting eye back in football next year, rush for I don't know how many yards he'll have, but he, you know, you have kids that just lots of depth in athletes, and they really work their tails off. And part of that's probably because they want playing time, you know, and they aren't going to play if they don't play hard.
Kevin Asher, head coach of the state champions at Hastings St. Cecilia, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kevin, the World Herald put you number 10 in the all-class rankings this morning. I know coaches have to say publicly that that stuff doesn't matter, but that's got to be a little bit of an extra badge of honor, especially when no Class B teams were put in the all-class top 10.
You know, that's those are unique teams that get that final ranking in the top 10, and it's Stu's opinion and it's a few coaches' opinions that matter. But winning the state championship was the ultimate goal, and then to wake up this morning and see that, you know, that happened to our 09 team being ranked all class number 3 that year, and then in 2010 our state champions were number 8 top 10, and this group talked about it. That's the thing at St. Cecilia right now is you win a state championship, you hope to be honored with some of those great teams. And this group talked about it on Sunday. They wanted to know when the all-class ratings were coming out. So I guess that's good for a coach to have those expectations of your kids wanting even more, even when they've had reached the pinnacle of their season. So you take what you get in those categories, but this is it was a little bit of a surprise because of the fact that, you know, there wasn't a Class B team, but I know Winnebago was very deserving, and everybody wanted to know if we would be in that group too.
Yeah, you know, Coach, that's a good point you talked about. Like I said, I've known you for 30 years, and this year it seemed like the C1 field maybe was a little even though Winnebago did take care of business. And you were probably going to be the slight favorite or maybe even a heavy favorite if we're looking at it that way. But you guys did take care of business. You played well. You shot the ball well. You rebounded well. Was there anything else that you thought you did the extremely well, getting 50-50 balls? Or did you get 50-50 calls from the officials?
Well, Jimmy, 50-50 in your world is probably 50-50, different than 50-50 in my world with officials. But no, the officials did a great job. All season, I had the tournament, I didn't see a lot of negativity towards any of that. But, I thought defensively we were very good. And obviously we gave up a couple games in the 30s, and our defensive average for the season ended up 36 points. Just shy of the school record. And, defensively, you've got to be good. And when you have athletes right now where we're at and the depth, you can kind of wear teams down. I thought that was the key against Battle Creek, kind of the key against Freeman. They had one player that was as good as any player in the state tournament in our class, Isaac Frericks from Freeman. And, he had 19, but it was a hard 19. And then there are other guys who, don't have his ability. Definitely we did a good job on the rest of their team. But our team defense has been our staple. And then we shot free throws extremely well. I think we had 24 the first night, 17 the second night, and I don't even remember what the final night was, but you know, you got to make shots, and free throw shooting the first, I'd say half the season was a big negative for us. We were shooting about 50% as a team. We ended the year 63% as a team. Kids concentrated more in practice. We changed the drills a couple different ways to make sure that the concentration went up in practice. And you're right, Jim, you said we shot well at the state tournament, and sometimes that doesn't happen. And we did get zoned a couple times, and we weren't a very good zone team until about middle of the season, and we really, really worked on it, exclusively knowing that district time and state tournament time, the zone defense was maybe going to be something teams were going to go to. And our kids took it to heart to get better at it.
Last minute here with Kevin Asher. His St. Cecilia Bluehawks are state champions. And, Coach, we chatted a little bit about it yesterday when I ran into you. But a lot of people, now that you have all juniors, no seniors, everybody's going to be back. You've accomplished the goal of state champions. So to us, it would seem like the only goal next year is to repeat everything, try to be a conference champion, try to be a tournament champion, and win all those tournaments and eventually win the game, three games at state. But we all know that the Heartland Hoops Classic wants you to come in and play somebody big. There's opportunities to maybe play somebody different on your schedule. How much are you going to try and do that, or are you going to say, you know what, we're going to do what we did this year?
Well, the schedule remained mostly the same. We did pick up Elkhorn Mount Michael at their place in February, right before we play Lincoln Lutheran. We're going to go there. I thought it's a great atmosphere. I've been there with another team when I was coaching at Pender, and you only go to the mount if you got the horses to get to do something. That is a terrific atmosphere for high school basketball. It's not a place you want to go to, I don't think, every year, but I thought our kids, you know, would be able to handle that as being experienced. So we picked up Mount Michael, we haven't decided on a Heartland Hoops Classic opponent yet. You know, there's a lot of talk out there. I just don't know how much, you know, our kids are going to have a bullseye on their back, and they kind of had that, I thought, after Christmas. They handled it really well. We don't talk about it a lot, except for the fact that we know we're going to get teams good shot just because of who we are and what we've done. They got to keep working. It makes us better, in the end, but the entire schedule piece, I don't really know. I'll talk to Tino and see if he's got somebody in mind. If we don't fill that date, we'll just kind of go from there.
You know, he's got somebody in mind.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He's asked about Omaha South, and, you know, that'd be an interesting story because I want to talk to Coach Baronic how it helped hindered his team throughout the season when they played Bellevue West. I mean, that was a great story. I remember sitting getting goosebumps listening to the game in my house that night thinking, man, a Class C2 little 120 school student school going up against one of the big boys in the state. And I don't know. I really don't know if that's something our kids would enjoy or the program that does benefits. I mean, it'd be great story for the state of Nebraska, but we just want to really concentrate on the off season. And hopefully these kids take it to heart that they got to get better. I mean, there's going to be Winnebago's coming down to C2 next year, and Ainsworth is dropping probably down to C2 next year. And they've got some nice players back. So, Bridgeport's going to return four out of their five, and they're all 6'5" or better. So we know we got work to do, and it'll be a very difficult first weekend with SCOTUS and Newman on the schedule, and they return all everybody except for the long kid and between the two schools. So that's a crazy first weekend. You could be, you know, 0-2 again to start the season as we were a couple years ago, and we know that didn't help us down at the end of the season.
Yeah, Coach, that's a good point too. And the other thing is, you know, there's injuries, there's illnesses, there's things that you somewhat can't even control that can change a whole weekend series, you know, for your team or even somebody that you're playing. You know, the other thing, and I don't want you to comment on this because I'll just say this, is it's tough sometimes at St. Cecilia, other than your conference schools, to get people to continue to sign these contracts. And I'm going to take my hats off to some of these schools this year that continued to play you, even though they knew they were in a dog pile. You know, they knew, uh-oh, this is a mess. You know, if we're looking to drop a game, this is the team we drop. And I take my hats off to these schools that continue to sign these contracts and don't play only when they're good, but play when they might go 4-18. Your thoughts a little bit on that?
Well, that's very true. And, you know, around this area, we've been really blessed with a lot of schools that, you know, like to see that 25-minute drive home or whatever it may be in the bus. And, you know, we have been a favorite in quite a few of those non-conference games. And, you know, I would like to stay a little closer to home. It wasn't my total thinking to go out and find a team in Elkhorn, Nebraska to play. But at this point, you're right, Jimmy, a few of the schools have neglected or elected not to play. And that's their own thing. I'm going to probably be in that boat someday too. Again, I've been there, you know, with different schools that I've been at that, hey, it's tough when you are definitely going to sign a contract with the school and then you know that you don't have a lot of chance of winning a basketball game. So each school does their own thing for their what's best for their program. And I guess right now we're fortunate to have a full schedule outside of the one date, and we'll see if that fills up. But it comes around and goes around in all this world, and who knows, we're going to have a nice squad for, you know, the distant future, and we'll just see where it takes us from there.
Kevin Asher, head coach, St. Cecilia. I'll let you out of here because I wanted to comment on this, and then we'll wrap it up, Kev. You've had a lot of success at a lot of places with different sports even, but this was an opportunity to put a gold medal around your son's neck on Saturday night. What was that like?
Oh, it's a special moment, and, you know, just our family's been in coaching, you know, like Jimmy said, for 30 years, and, you know, you do it with your sons or someone that close. It's a very, very special moment. Wrapping around all these kids' necks was very, very special. But, you know, it's neat just to come home and look at the, you know, with Brooks and Trey, you know, look at some pictures and sit around yesterday. And because we don't do much at home with basketball, it's kind of just a stay at the school type of atmosphere in our family. And to sit down yesterday and look at pictures, it was pretty neat.
All right, buddy. Thanks for chatting with us today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we can't wait till next season. Enjoy baseball, all right?
Hey, we're ready to get the gloves out. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, too, and throw it around. And thanks for all your coverage this year, Doug and Jimmy. Those 50-50 calls, I'd like to see 60-40 next year on our side a little bit more, if you could handle that.
If you keep yelling at me against Grand Island Northwest, you had about a 38-point lead, and I didn't know which way to go, so I thought I'd just give it to them. And you were screaming at the top of your lungs, so I knew I missed it. But I didn't realize that you were trying to hold them under 30 so many times. So give me a break, would you? And I have no more tentacles, all right?
Jimmy, you're one of the best. There's no doubt about that. I'll butter you up a little bit and see if I'll try to stay off you next year. But I know I didn't raise my voice that game towards you, Jim.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Take care, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Kevin Asher, head coach, St. Cecilia, your state champions. And it'll be interesting. I know that there are two sides because we, as media and the fans, they want to see that big time. If there's somebody that can go play in A, does the A want to reciprocate? I mean, yeah, Omaha South or whoever. I mean, you don't have to play the number one team because South will be number one in Class A. You could play somebody else, though, that's a pretty good team in Class A. I don't know. We'll see how it all breaks down. What an outstanding season that they had. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We have given you today's poll question. Which number one seed outside of Kentucky is going to win, has the best chance of winning the national tournament? If Kentucky gets upset, who do you like? Duke, Villanova, Wisconsin. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, because I know if we put Kentucky up there, everybody will take Kentucky.
Yes.
So which number one seed outside of them has the best chance of winning the national tournament? Duke, Villanova, Wisconsin. It's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll be right back to Cunningham's to wrap things up in a moment.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Whoopers and Hoopers basketball. Hundreds of former men's and women's Division I, II, and III players. $8 wristbands at the door for the entire weekend. Plus free slam dunk and three-point competitions. And a player's party at the auditorium with admission at the door. Details at hastingschamber.com. March 20th through 22nd. Brought to you by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for spring youth sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The spring youth sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Cunningham's, where you can slide on in and enjoy a great meal today, the coldest draft beer in town, or you can just save it up for tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. Open at 7 a.m., live Irish music, drink specials, special Irish menu with 11 different items to enjoy, and it's all going on tomorrow here at Cunningham's. Just St. Patrick's Day, but every day is festive here at Cunningham's as you get ready for March Madness and the NCAA basketball tournament. Checking some of the – there was so much going on. The women, the selection show is tonight, Jimmy. Charlie Cream, who does the bracketology, he's the Lenardi on the women's side. He has Nebraska sitting at a number 10, possibly going down to College Station and playing Texas A&M.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Doug, do you think Nebraska could get a 9, or do you think that's impossible now? 8 or 9?
Don't want a 9.
Yep, because
we've talked about this before. Don't want an 8 or 9.
Then you got to play the 1. So yeah, I see nothing wrong with being 11 or even a 10 seed. You know what I mean? So yeah, I hate to play on the road, and Nebraska hasn't especially played very well in other states. You know what I mean? I just assume play in Lincoln, Nebraska.
They haven't been. You know, here's the deal: they won't want to hear this, but the Nebraska women have not been a good NCAA tournament team ever. Ever, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow with some folks from the Huskers. We're trying to ascertain a coach, but they say it just depends on what day they play, because if they have to play the first day this weekend, they might have to travel almost immediately Wednesday. They'll be in meetings, but if not, we'll catch up with Matt Coatney and talk with the voice of the Huskers about the draw. But Nebraska has never really overachieved in the NCAA tournament, and they've been knocked out a couple of times, including last year, earlier than they should have been.
Yeah, they've always been. They haven't played as bad as the men.
Well,
didn't have a win. But you are right. We don't get this far as our seed usually. If we're a number one seed, we don't make it to the Final Four. You know, so whatever number we're at, we just don't quite get as far as we need to.
And to be that 10 seed if you're saying 11, then maybe you're even on the bubble. 10, you're safely in. You don't want to be the 8 or 9. It makes no difference if you're 7, 8, 9, or 10. I mean, so if you're 8 or 9, you have to play number 1 in the second round. If you're 10 or 7, I think you got a much better chance of moving, but we'll see how that all plays out. Some other sports notes before we wrap things up here. The UNK wrestling team, national runner-up, 5 All-Americans, 2 national champions. Romero Cotton and Daniel DeShazer become the Lopers' 10th and 11th three-time All-Americans, joining other Lopers as two-time national titleists in Ali Elias, Brett Allgood, Tervell Delognev, and Rafion Stotts were other two-time champions. Dustin McCauley was 3rd, Devin Aguirre 4th, Keith Serber, who came on late, finishes 5th, and UNK 2nd overall as a team to St. Cloud State, who wins it for the first time in school history. And for the Tracksters, Lopers only sent 3 men to the indoor, but they all 3 were All-American, meaning a top 8 finish in your event. So Dylan Schroat, Cole Wellnitz, and Brady Land, congratulations there. 2nd week of spring ball begins today for the Nebraska football team. And Coach Riley said over the weekend, they're now with more schooling, they're going to have to shorten practices. I think they're getting closer to getting them all together now instead of that split red-white squad, Jimmy.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting deal. I talked to Doug Holtmeyer a little bit about that and his son a little bit about, you know, what team he's on. And Doug kind of filled me in on some things. And they're going to do some things a little different. They're going to kind of have, looks like a split thing and maybe really like a real-time type game, you know. So it'll be interesting.
Well, that'll be fun. And with spring break coming up next week, for the Huskers, then they'll take that week off. UNK and Hastings College both waiting until after spring break. Nebraska Danger, we talked about their win. We talked about the Storm being back in first. Nebraska Baseball had a little food poisoning yesterday. Ryan Bolt, Blake Headley among the top players that couldn't play. It wasn't pretty early on, and Coach Erstad said, we found a way midway through the game to quit going through the motions, dig deep, and win a game that we were supposed to win. And he's right. He actually came out and said, you know what? This is one of those games that later in the season we wonder why we missed out on an opportunity, it would be because we lost a game like this. And they end up completing the sweep. And Nebraska set a new non-conference series attendance mark for the 3-game series, just over 17,000 fans. The previous mark was when Alabama came in back in 2006. You can't miss the good weather they had down
there.
Boy,
I'll tell you what. I mean, just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, perfect. Can you? I mean, normally you're freezing, you know, in March.
Well, they are not freezing right now. The Lopers went 2-2. They did fall 7-5 yesterday, but 2-2 against Northwest Missouri State. They'll host Pittsburgh State this weekend. Hastings College Baseball 1-2 yesterday. They're playing today. They're in Arizona for their spring trip. Softball, Nebraska went 3-1 out in California. They actually opened conference play with Michigan State this weekend. UNK softball went 1-3. Over the weekend. Final thoughts here is we'll be talking NCAA tournament live here at Cunningham's, of course, all week long. Kentucky, according to our friends in Vegas, is the even money odds. If you wanted to bet right now, Kentucky, that's what you've got. And then Wisconsin and Duke are 6-1. Villanova's 8-1. Arizona and Virginia, 15-1. Gonzaga, 18-1. North Carolina, 25-1. Then you get into your 40-1s, Kansas, Baylor, Iowa State. And they've even got a few odds. They don't have on every team. They're still the field, but they do have odds on Eastern Washington, Valpo at 1,000-1, Davidson 500-1. Let's see. You liked SMU, 60-1, Jimmy, SMU. But let's be honest. Last year was an anomaly, having the 7 and the 8 seed play for the national championship. It's going to be very rare for that to happen. So it's hard to look past a 4 seed as winning the national championship, even if Kentucky gets knocked out.
Well, the thing of it is what you've got here this year is if you've got a Big Ten, a Big 12, or a Southeastern Conference team, ACC, that goes undefeated, you've got something. This isn't like Gonzaga going undefeated or Wichita State going undefeated where it makes it wide open for everybody. Even somebody like, you know, even like somebody, a Harvard that's 26-3 or something, you know, those people can upset somebody. Kansas, if they've got young players and they get better. Last year it was wide open. This year it's not wide open. Let's be honest about it. It's Kentucky's to lose, and Kentucky could play average and win the tournament.
Jimmy will be back with me on Thursday here at Cunningham's as we give you our official brackets. Don't forget to fill yours out for the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's Journal right now on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's free and one entry per email address, so you know that, and we wish you the best of luck. First prize, a 49-inch LG LED television from Russell's Appliance and Electronics, and numerous other gifts, including a $100 gift card here from Cunningham's. Tomorrow, we're going to get some basketball analysts on the program, and we'll be chatting about that as well. So, got to be 18. That's another rule. But all the rules are up there on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. Jimmy, are you a St. Patty's Day type of guy?
No, I'm not a St. Patty's type of guy. You know,
you will wear green just a little bit, put a green shirt on.
I'll tell you what, when I was an elementary principal, I was immediately given green by one of my elementary teachers because I usually forgot it. But she immediately goes, hey, you need to wear this today. And I go, yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, tomorrow some great guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day will co-host. We want to thank Carrie Hofstetter, the Hastings College women's head coach. Wish them the best of luck in tonight's national semifinal, 6 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Also to Kevin Asher, St. Cecilia boys basketball coach, coming off their state championship. It was a great basketball season. And again, just want to say thanks to all the coaches for their time, the athletic directors for helping us out when we broadcast, and of course, to the many sponsors. Jimmy, enjoy it. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Randy Bushcutter and you both did a great job. I listened to a lot of the games you guys had, and you did a great job, and particularly on Saturday with some of the people we didn't even know that well.
It was a fun time. Yeah. Winnebago was fun.
Yes,
the atmosphere was fun. They were sitting in the upper deck Saturday at Pinnacle, and I think Randy will back me up on this. Usually the people go home on Saturday and watch the games on television, but I thought that was one of the best Saturday crowds in either venue in a number of years.
And, you know, this Winnebago thing, this will go on 30 years from now. People will be talking about this team. There may be an article. This could be a big enough thing that there could be an article in a major magazine about this team and what transpired here. That was a big enough of the story that happened in the state of Nebraska.
Well, hopefully maybe we'll get a chance to see him come down to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Everybody's kind of pushing for that. And by everybody, I mean us media folks. We'd love to see them here next season. Folks, that's it. We got to wrap it up. Don't forget, come on down to Cunningham's today and talk basketball. Watch your favorite.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Sports, and we will see you back here for St. Patrick's Day, open at 7 tomorrow here at Cunningham's.